is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Mr. Figaro, as usual, great to have you here. We know that time is precious and you give your time each and every week. Thank you so much. Based on your experience with free consultations on Ask the Lawyer, what are some of the common issues you encounter with those consultations?
Yes, Ms. Phillip, it's great to be here. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And hey, I seem to always have an answer. And if I don't, if it's not on the top of my tongue or the storage part in my brain, you know, as an attorney, you do legal research. And one of the common problems that we have seen with people who are coming here, not only for the first time, but for second consultation, third consultations, people whose cases have been denied for one reason or the other, what we have found is that quite a few law firms are not conducting their intake professionally. So, for example, why would you file for citizenship when someone has a series of arrest records? That person could be denied their citizenship and put themselves in jeopardy of being placed in deportation proceedings. Similarly, there are people who do not qualify to get a green card. Why? Because they may be inadmissible. And the intake that they did with other attorneys, the consultations, these people were allowed to file applications even though they had criminal records that made them inadmissible. What will happen is the application is going to be denied and those people are going to be placed in deportation. In the Trump era, what the Trump administration is doing with immigration, the USCIS, what they are doing is once your case is denied, once you do not remove the condition on your green card on a timely basis, you are going to be placed in deportation proceedings. So that's a common theme that I see with these consultations, which is very, you know, disturbing, to say the least. Because when your application is denied or a family member, and those people are placed in deportation, we are talking about the separation of families. You're going to have, you know, spouses, husband and wife, that become frustrated. People are not getting the financial rewards that they thought that they would get once they have their work permit and their green card. And there are children sometimes involved who may be going to move in from high school to college, and if they had their green cards in a timely manner, those children would receive any grants or loans as a green card holder that will help them pay for their college education. So there's always a consequence. Additionally, when those petitions are denied or there has to be an appeal, obviously those are additional costs to the client. So, you know, again, that is not fair to you, the consumer, when you hire a lawyer to work with you. So what the attorney is doing at that consultation, they are diagnosing. They are supposed to have a very comprehensive intake form, like we have on immigration issues, that will help the attorney decide what type of advice you need. So, for example, there's always questions about whether or not there has been any arrest here in the U.S. or other countries. We remind people that even though you may have a name change, your fingerprints always tell the truth. So it doesn't matter if your name is Jane Doe, John Doe, Joey Joe. All right. What matters is your fingerprints and the results that that come in. We have to remind people on those immigration intake forms about the consequences for any visa fraud that they may have committed in their home country. Some people come here and they had fraudulent applications when they, you know, applied for their visa overseas, whether it's Jamaica, Trinidad, or in Africa, wherever. So if you told immigration that you were married with your visa application, when you go to the interview with your new spouse, they expect a divorce proof that you divorced that spouse that you claim that you had on your visa application. And many times attorneys are going to be a surprise, and they are surprised because they didn't get the facts from their clients. Now, if the clients are lying, that's a totally different issue. But people, because of lack of knowledge, do not know that all the applications that they had in other countries, that that information is available by the touch of a computer keyboard right here in the U.S. So please, you know, you have to be careful. If the attorney, if anyone, you know, and is doing that intake with you, and you have a very short intake form, or the attorney doesn't ask these relevant questions, it is a signal that the representation may not be the best. Also, we always say to our listenership, it is important that the attorney representing you, especially if it's in deportation matters, but also spousal petitions, removal of conditions, that attorney, you could test their professionalism by understanding whether or not they are a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. I've been a member personally of that organization, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, since 1997. That's 22 years ago. So you want to know that the attorney that is representing you understands immigration law. That's another issue. I have met many people, whether it be immigration law, wills and estate planning, matrimonial law, and other areas of law, where people go to an attorney and the attorney is just as ignorant of the law as you are. If you're going to get a professional consultation, especially those that you pay for, and even those that are free that our program give, you want to understand that the attorney has that experience. And do not be intimidated if the attorney is not your color. Some people, and that's another experience, some people may ask black and Latino attorneys, people of color, more questions, those attorneys, about their credentials. But for whatever reason, you are not asking the attorneys that are white and others about their credentials. So the same standard that you want black and Hispanic attorneys to have in terms of their education and their experience, you should have the same demands when you go to an attorney that is white. And I've seen time and time again, people go to white attorneys and the attorneys actually treat their clients in a very condescending way. Meaning that some of you will go out there and they will treat you like a fool. And what do they expect of a fool? To not to ask good questions, intelligent questions. So if you see that intake form is not, doesn't have substance, if you think that the attorney is condescending, you need to get a second, a third, or even a fourth opinion about your legal matter. You should also compare prices. That's another area that I have obviously seen some concerns. Basically, on average, when I look at these consultees, these consultations, especially when they come from other attorneys, white attorneys, the pricing, the legal fees charged by these attorneys has been as much as, let's see, 7.5 times what another attorney may charge, or twice, or three, or four. You need to shop around and stop giving away your money. An attorney has the right to charge whatever he believes is the correct fees for your case. However, what you're supposed to do is compare pricing, compare the quality of service, so that you could determine whether or not that service will best suit what you want. Another issue that I encounter is that, you know, even though we have, you know, KKK, Russian, Trump trying to deport people of color, what I have found is that people don't respect the system as they should. They take their path to legalization to, you know, wishy-washy. The biggest investment that you will ever make in your life is your change of status. You're moving from undocumented to green card to then citizen, or you're moving from green card to citizenship, or you may be defending yourself in deportation hearings. So what you need to do is to understand that once you have that green card, your total life has changed. And if that green card is going to give you better jobs or a job, if that green card is going to give you the opportunity to attend college and further your studies, then you really need to take this process a lot more serious than you are doing. So please, one of the issues that I see is lack of respect for oneself. So you have to respect yourself. And in respecting yourself, hopefully you will get the better representation because you approach it in a professional way, that you get it at the best cost because you compare your pricing with other attorneys in the industry. And, you know, some of us unfortunately have that slave mentality that we believe that if somebody is not black or not brown, they're not smart enough to help you. And that is the furthest from the truth. We have been programmed by ourselves, our parents, our grandparents, by society, to believe that, you know, that black or brown is not smart, or that black or brown is not beautiful. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is your show, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we got answers. Our numbers is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Ask the Lawyer, is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could be anywhere in America, we could give you a consultation. You could be anywhere in the world. We have worked with people from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and also Europe. Again, this is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. So do not hesitate, do not procrastinate. Take advantage of this free, no-obligation legal consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number once again is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.